Surface currents induced in a ground plane by an overhead conductor illustrate the method of images. Also illustrated is the superposition of fields due to line currents to satisfy boundary conditions. Now the situation is magnetoquasi-static, MQS. Here's the metal cylinder mounted over the metal ground plane. The cylinder is driven by a current source at one end and is shorted to the ground plane at the other end. The ground plane consists of an aluminum sheet having a thickness of about 1 millimeter. It's resting on a plywood base. Our magnetic field is the same as that due to a line current here, just below the center of the conductor, and its image here, below the ground plane. When we drive a current from a 3 kilohertz source through the circular conductor, the actual currents are in the metal conductor walls, distributed in just such a way that there is no magnetic flux normal to every point on a given conductor surface. Similarly, these currents are returned in the ground plane in just such a way that there is essentially no magnetic flux density normal to the ground plane either. We can measure the magnetic field using this induction coil. The induced voltage is related through Faraday's law to the time rate of change of the linked magnetic flux. With the coil oriented this way, the vertical field component is recorded. When oriented this way, the horizontal field component is measured. Here at the center line, the tangential field is horizontal, just because of symmetry. Let's see if the flux density normal to the conducting sheet does tend to be zero off the center line. Here to the side, the normal flux density appears to remain small compared to that tangential. So the current is returned in the sheet with just that distribution required to make the normal flux density small. As the sensing coil is moved out from under the conductor, the tangential flux density decreases. Because there is little normal flux density just above the sheet, there is little of either of the components of magnetic field below the sheet. So what we see is the distribution of surface current density returning in the sheet. At high frequency, the current distributes itself in the sheet in just such a way as to make the normal flux density near zero. Our experiments have shown that the perpendicular field at the surface of the ground plane is much smaller than the tangential field. This is true because the frequency of 3 kilohertz is high enough that the ground plane behaves as a perfect conductor. Let's see what happens if we lower the frequency. If we reduce the frequency by 10 to 300 hertz, the induced voltage decreases by 10. That's just because of Faraday's law. So let's compensate by turning up the scope gain by 10. At this lower frequency, we see that the ratio of normal component to tangential component is larger than at 3 kilohertz. At 300 hertz, here's the tangential component, and here's the normal component. At 3 kilohertz, here's the normal component, and here's the tangential component. At 3 kilohertz, the ground plane is thick enough to act as a perfect conductor, giving the tangential field predicted using the fields of a line current and its image.